back of the day, it's my sheriff, beef, and plus we're on the bottom of the day. Was trying to clean up Montgomery County from all them bootleggers that's bringing crime and corruption and illegal living to his little dry county just south of Jackson, Tennessee. The birthplace of Carl Perkins. The Fortis Truckers, he got ambushed and his wife was murdered and his house got blown up and made a movie about it called Walking Tall. And it wasn't a very good movie. In fact, it was kind of a crappy movie, but nonetheless, Walking Tall became somewhat of a cultural phenomenon in the part of the country where we all grew up. In summer 1973, Walking Tall came to the Martin Theater in Florence, Alabama, one of only three theaters in our hometown, and he stayed there for 9 months straight with lines around the block. So local 70 decided maybe it'd be a good idea to have that big tall sheriff and his big old stick of hickory wood appear in his dealership and maybe he would sell some cars. In the summer of 1974, Beef and Buster came to Jeep from Chevrolet in Tuscumbia, Alabama. And thousands of people showed up. The whole goddamn town just shut down. And for his troubles, he was given the keys to a brand new Corvette. 2 weeks later, he ran that brand new Corvette into an embankment and died under mysterious circumstances right back there in Montgomery County. So they made a couple of sequels that were even flat. But nonetheless, in all three of them Walking Tall movies, Sheriff Buford Custer was waging a war against the Southern Crime Syndicate, and so the Redneck Goodfellas were referred to as the Boys from Alabama. So we decided to immortalize their song and write this one to tell their point of view. This is their side of the story. This song is called The Boys from Alabama. doing okay.